Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out. Step by step, a lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media.
Listen up!
NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four, hang out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. It is Monday. We are kind of on our summer schedule because people are on vacation and people are gone and one of the things we do is people are kind of moving around. But joining us today, I'm really excited. I'm just glad he's with us, and I'll tell you why in a second. Jared Fisher, the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures. And the reason I say that is while many of us were sleeping soundly on Saturday night, Jared Fisher rolled out of bed, looked at his beautiful wife, Heather, and said, I'm going to go on a ride to Pahrump. 1 o'clock in the morning. What in God? First of all, welcome. I'm just glad you're safe.
Thank you.
What got into you?
Absolutely nothing. That's just life for me. I love the adventure. So, you know, every week it's something new. So
that's amazing. But most people would not say at 1 o'clock in the morning, I can't sleep. I think I'll go ride to Pahrump.
Well, Pahrump's a neat place.
I doubt it. I've been there many times. I love it.
Yeah. I had just heard of a new route. You know, I've kind of been on it before, but some kind of new little quirky route that got you to Pahrump, all backcountry, off-road. And so I thought, well, you know, 1 a.m, there's not going to be any traffic. There's not going to be only thing out there is just wildlife. So why not? So I just rolled out of bed and jumped on my mountain bike and rode to Pahrump.
Were you on regular highways? Or
No. I was riding on trail and old Jeep roads and backcountry routes, and I went through Lovell Canyon.
What if you ride for an hour and a half and you say, I don't think this is getting me in the direction that I need to be?
No, you just go.
I mean, there's no like highway signs.
No,
on these back trails,
you
right?
You watch like the old, like back in the old days, they just watched the stars and the sunrise. I knew it was going the right direction. So the sunrise was behind me and I knew Pahrump was the opposite direction. So anyway, it's not unusual. I know it sounds unusual.
It is unusual.
Yeah, it doesn't to me.
It's unusual for you.
No.
It is for the rest of us. Now, I'm curious, most relationships I've been in, committed relationships, if you tell somebody you're getting up at 1 o'clock in the morning and go riding your bike, they're going to assume something's wrong. Was it something I said, honey? Was it something I did?
Or maybe they're thinking that you have an unfaithful spouse.
Yeah.
Or something like that. But my wife knows me better.
Or like that insurance commercial. Who are you talking to? What are you wearing?
I'm only unfaithful. Khakis? I'm only unfaithful to my bike. I mean, I suppose. I have a relationship with my mountain
bike. Did she say anything? Did she say, honey, you think you could wait till like 5?
No, nothing like that. So she really doesn't care.
She rolls over, goes back to sleep.
She doesn't care. Yeah, she's pretty wild.
Does she worry
sometimes
about you? Does she worry about you?
Not anymore. She doesn't worry about me at all.
Anyway.
Yeah, I've rolled through a lot of stuff and been through a lot of situations and
you almost died on your 3,400 mile trek across the nation.
That's not the same thing.
Exactly. No, and I know that was an organized thing, but this was middle of the night.
Yeah. I know what I'm doing. Yeah, I know what wildlife to watch for. I know that you should be more worried about human beings than wildlife. I know.
Did you see anything up there?
I actually saw a fox. It was really cool. Saw a fox running across up on top of Lovell Canyon.
Can a fox run faster than you can ride?
Foxes don't care about people. They just want to get away.
Well, they get hungry.
Yeah, but they don't eat
And
us.
It's feeding time. You don't worry about that?
Yeah, nah. There's nothing to worry about out there. I mean, there's some mountain lions, but same thing. They're not going to mess around. Generally, I'll take some pepper spray or something with me if I think I was going to be in any danger. But I'll tell you what. What you really need to be is, I like to follow the Boy Scout rule of thumb. It's be prepared. So I always go prepared. Making sure I have the right tools. I got food, water, water filter if you need it, things like that. I always go prepared. People know that about
1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, it's not unusual for me, Kevin.
Jared Fisher, the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures. He had his own little escape adventure on Saturday night, riding to Pahrump. And you got in at what time? You left at 1 and you got there when?
Yeah, I rolled into Pahrump 6 or 7 a.m. I don't remember.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're amazing. Nice. The reason I wanted to have you on, because you're a small business guy, and right now, if you listen to the 24 or so presidential wannabes on the Democrat side, they're all singing from the same hymnal. Oh, my God, we're on our way to a recession.
Yeah.
You were around in 2007. Did you see any of the warning signs? At what point did you tell your people or your financial advisors, hey, I think there's something going on here. Our sales are hinky, or they're off, or there's some problem. Did you know we were going to be going through a recession?
No, I mean, there were some indicators, I think, that there's really 4 indicators. I think I kind of wrote them down just coming into the show when I heard you on the radio and I knew we would be talking about this a little bit. I kind of jotted down a few things. There's 4 indicators, but one of them was kind of an indicator to me that we might be seeing something, and we did, and that was house pricing. Unemployment's another one. Those are 2 of the 4. One of the ones I wrote down was the yield curve. The difference between the 2-year and 10-year bonds, and then, of course, the stock market. So, but the ones I was kind of focusing on was more or less housing pricing. And, I mean, year over year, I think we're looking at like 6% increase every year. And that, there comes a point where it's going to get really high and out of control. But I just was finding it interesting. Honestly, I was listening to Trump in one of his speeches. And I'm not going to go out and just say that, like, I've always been like this ecstatic Trump supporter, so to speak. But at the same time, there's something about Trump that's intriguing. And the one thing I really like about Trump, and this is the nutty thing, is, and I know he's arrogant. I mean, we all know that. I mean, we know that. But he is confident, Kevin. And I'm going to tell you right now, confidence is the key to economy. And as long as he is confident, and he will always be confident, you know that, I know that, most business owners out there know that, as long as we've got a confident president, we're going to see a good economy. And I just kind of look at the platforms of some on the Democrat side, and we were talking a little bit about this, but it's almost as if they are basically hoping for a recession. And so that they have a better platform for them to stand on when it comes for the presidential election. And that's sad to see something like that. I don't like that. That's no way to look at things. I mean, just because you don't want that president in office, I mean, you're going to hope for a recession and doom the whole country? Come on now. I mean, what kind of thinking is that? Is that an American spirit? Absolutely not. But I love the fact that our current president is a confident man. And as long as we've got a confident president, we're going to have a good economy. Now, again, recessions are going to happen. Over time, I think we've had, I looked up the number, 17 recessions that we have had over the course of the American history. One of those was the Great Depression. That was a big, rough time. But we're going to see recessions. There's no doubt about it. I mean, it's part of the cycle of economy. It's part of what happens. And I've talked about this before, about businesses being ready for recessions. Now, I don't think that we are in any doom for a recession right now. I don't think it's going to be soon. I think if, as long as our president remains confident, which he is, I'm confident. And I can tell you right now, I'm basing my business decisions based on our confident president and my own confidence. I'm confident in our economy. I kind of look back at Obama. When Obama, you've got to look at each presidential cycle. When Obama took presidency, I believe we were about this is kind of a rough guess, but around $7 trillion in debt. When he left, we were about $19 trillion in debt. And so I'm going to go and just say that I'll give him a break on his first 2, 3, 4 years and kind of put that back on the past president. But when you look ahead and you see that Obama put us to about $19 trillion, so let's just say $7 or $8 trillion and you move a $4 trillion up from there, he was responsible for about half of our national debt. And I was just looking today at our national debt, and we're about $22 trillion right now. And Trump has slowed it down. And even though we've got a big national debt, and it makes me nervous, Trump has slowed it down. And I think we're going to continue to see that not at the same rate that we saw it with Obama, because, you know, we're not going to see that type of spending. Not that Republicans don't spend, you know, a lot of, they're responsible too. But I think that now that we have a president that understands business, understands economy, who has been involved his entire life in business and economy, he gets it more than, say, a president like Obama. And I'm not racking down on Obama or anything. I'm just saying that Obama did not come, he did not have that experience. He did not have that wisdom that you gain as a businessman. He was a lawyer, and nothing wrong with lawyers, but who's going to make a better decision for our country's economy? A man who's been in business for a long time or a man who's been in law for a long time?
More coming up. Jared Fisher joining us, the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures. Sometimes he creates adventures in the middle of the night. That's the sort of guy he is. We'll talk more about that. Take a quick break. We're going to get into hiring and firing, because that's very much a part of a recession where people end up losing their jobs. People aren't hiring. We'll talk about that and more coming up. Live and local now. For years now, I've been telling you how I love the great smooth taste of Real Water. I also love the convenience and cost savings of their home delivery service. Real Water has upped its game again with Real Water Concentrate. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into Real Water. To learn more, just go to my website, kevinwallradio.com. That's kevinwallradio.com, and click on the Real Water icon at the top right of the page. Now, you can get Real Water anytime, anyplace, on the go.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like.
Everyone knows when it comes to real Mexican food, there's only one name that comes to mind. Roberto's. Ah, the Chili Colorado Combo, a favorite of mine. Made with chunks of savory beef, smothered in a delicious tangy red chili sauce. Served with fluffy Mexican-style rice and beans.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. It's magnifico.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super-serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a gravel truck. I'm busy laying the foundation for your city's newest suburb. And since it's such a nice day out, I thought I'd go topless. With 20 tons of pebbles loaded into my trailer bed, what's the worst that could happen? Now you're stuck behind me, and I'm about to make it rain. Rocks. Uh-oh, maybe I should have put a tarp over that. Now you're swerving, but there's no avoiding this downpour. Better watch out for that guardrail. And if your cut-rate insurance doesn't cover this, you could get pelted with repair bills. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem. Like me.
For a free quote, call Las Vegas Allstate agent Sam Peters today at 702-870-4000. That's 702-870-4000, or stop by either of Sam's convenient Las Vegas locations. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
She was a fast machine. She kept the motor. All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. It's live and local now. Jared Fisher, my buddy from Escape Adventures and the Las Vegas Cyclery, joining us. We've been talking about the possibility of a recession. And he's a small business guy. He should see the telltale signs. And you're saying you don't see it now.
Yeah, I don't really.
Off in the distance, maybe?
Again, we have a confident president. Everything he says, he's confident in what he says. And confidence is economy. It's just how it goes.
Now, what we're being told is that what's going to happen is that there are going to be people, they're going to be afraid to invest. They're not going to be hiring. They might even be doing some firing. You're a guy that hires and fires.
Mm-hmm.
What's the key to smart hiring and firing?
Well, I've got a little rule that I keep for hiring and firing. I always say that it's easier to hire somebody who doesn't know anything, everything, than to hire somebody who thinks they know everything, just one thing. I made that up after I started my company. I made it up. I made that phrase up just because it was like true. I'm like, oh my gosh, why is it easier for me to, putting this in biblical terms, you know, God has, we've heard that before. God, you know, makes some of his prophets will, you know, basically have a form of clay, and they can mold what they want out of that clay. And I kind of look at that as iHires. I like to mold my my employees. And I like to take a clean slate, and I like to, as long as they have strong ethics, they, and you know, they're good as far as getting coming to work on time, and they have just your basic respect, you can create a fantastic lifelong, not only employee, but friend. And I've always said that I measure the success of a business based on your relationships with your past employees. If you look back and you remain friends, you carry a relationship with those people that have moved on, I think there's something to say about that. There's a value in that. And it goes to show that you care more about them as a person. You care more about their success in life. And they'll give you more as an employee and working for you. And then when it comes time for them to move on, because let's face it, a lot of people are, you know, especially in my business, it's not everybody's position, but it's a transitional business. People come in and they work, say in our bike shop, or you know, whatever, some grommet position. Some of them it's just a transition. Some of them are in college and they're moving on, and you know, I know that, and they know that. But I like to help them in that transition and move on in life, because those relationships go above and beyond that employee owner relationship. So it goes further on. So hiring and firing, for me, I always like to hire somebody that I can mold, and I think that's extremely valuable. So that's kind of my advice.
Is this a good time to be hiring?
I think so. I think we're in it. I mean, our economy's great right now. One of the sectors of my company has tripled in business just this summer, and it's been amazing. I can't keep up with it, and I can't find enough employees right now. So, and you know, they're specialized employees, but I can't find enough. So I hate doing it, but I've had to turn down some business. And that's one of my rules, is I don't do that. But I've had
to find a way to make it work.
We do our best, but that's a good problem to have, though. That tells you, that's a good indicator, you know. So it baffles my mind when I hear political platforms out there saying, "Oh yeah, we're going into a recession right now." Now, come on, now. You know what? We have way too much consumer confidence right now for us to go into a recession right now. And if we do, it's going to be something that was maliciously put into place somehow, in my personal opinion. And that's not right. So, you know, we're on a good streak right now, I think.
Can you stick around for another segment?
Sure.
You don't have to go back to work. The boss won't like crack the whip on you?
No, the boss is not going to do that.
Good. Jared Fisher joining us from Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures. If you missed it, he had his own escape adventure. At 1 a.m. Saturday, he rode from his home to Pahrump. Didn't get in until 7 in the morning. And he went back roads. We'll talk more about that and a whole lot more coming up live and local now. What do you do when you get haunted? All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it's live and local now. Our wall-to-wall free-for-all coming up next. That's where you call in. You tell us what it is that interests you. Here's the number, 844, the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. So you told us about this weekend's adventure. You know, riding from home to Pahrump.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What's your next adventure? Your next big adventure.
Next big adventure we do every year is all called our low to high. And you start at the lowest point in the continental USA, which is 282 feet below sea level in Death Valley in Badwater. start there at noon, and you ride your bike 136 miles through the afternoon, like dying of heat, by the way. But there's a reason behind this. And you end up in Lone Pine, which is 136 miles away, after you've climbed up 14,000 feet on your bike, and you're basically riding through the night through Death Valley. It's fantastic, Kevin. Oh my gosh. Seeing the stars and just the beauty of that national park is amazing. Love it. I've done this 6 years. And we get to Lone Pine, and then we put our bikes on the car, and we grab our backpacks and our hiking poles, and we charge Mount Whitney, which is 14,500 feet approximately at the top. And so you've got you're going from 8,000 to 14,500 over an 11-plus-mile hike to get to the top.
Now, is that something that if somebody called Escape Adventures and said, hey, you know that Mount Whitney thing that that Jared was talking about, can me and my company do that? Can my management team do that? Is that something that people could?
That cracks me up. I would never let somebody do this. Holy cow, are you kidding me? We'd have so many lawsuits on our hands.
But you got to be expert. You got to be expert.
Yeah, I basically put it out there to some of my good friends. And the ones who are up for it will go for it. So yeah, I've got three or four buddies right now that are up for it. A couple from last year and a couple new ones. So I lose most of the partakers every year. They don't come back, and that's fine.
They do 1 year and they go, done.
Yeah, I can never figure that out.
No more low to high.
So, but it's great. It's a great experience. I love it.
And it takes you one day, 136 miles.
It's 27 hours.
Straight up.
Yeah, straight up. You don't sleep. So we'll lay in the middle. This is one of the great things, man. We'll just sometime around midnight, you know, in Death Valley, you can literally lay in the middle of the highway. I don't recommend this, but you could just lay down. I was laying down in the middle of the highway just because I'm like, you know, I think we can actually do this for like an hour. So we just lay down in the middle of highway. I don't remember what highway number it is. We're laying down there, and all of a sudden a mouse comes up and runs on top of me in the middle of the road. Like, this is strange. Yeah, it's pretty amazing. And then just a few feet down the road, we're riding along, and all of a sudden there's this rattlesnake right in the middle of the road in Death Valley, like at, you know, 12, 1 in the morning. It's pretty awesome.
So what'd you do?
We just
ride past him?
I rode right past him. My buddy said, Jared, you just rode past a rattlesnake. And I'm like, I did? And I'm like, oh my gosh, I just did. So we went back. I don't know. We just let him live his life. He's just chilling out in Death Valley. Like us, so we just live in the dream, Kevin. This is it. You got to live for the adventures.
Let me get back to the economy. So the bottom line for you as a small business person is we're in pretty decent shape. The Dow lost 800 last Wednesday. It was up last time I checked 250. Haven't looked lately.
Yeah, it's going to go up and down. Okay, like I was saying, you know, you've got. We've got the yield, we've got the stock market, we've got unemployment, and we have the housing market. Those are the four major indicators we need to look at for recession. And again, like I was saying, as long as we have a confident consumers, confident president, if we can keep that rolling, I mean, we're going to see recessions, they're going to happen, but time is not a good indicator of that. Confidence is a good indicator. And like I said, while we have a president that is confident, I'm not worried about it personally. And again, I've mentioned on this show before in the past, if we do go into a recession, a smart business will always have a plan in place. And that's, you know, I've told some of my theories behind and ways to build a good plan in the past, but having a car in every lane in your business is key. And so having that plan is what we need. So,
By the way, for those of you keeping score at home, the Dow is up 264. The S&P 500 up 36.
Yeah, so just if you don't like it.
So, I mean, the markets are rebounding.
Yeah, I mean,
Do you follow the markets? Do you worry about the markets when you see
worry about the markets.
A Wednesday like last Wednesday when they lost 800?
It didn't bother me at all. It did not bother me at all. Because once again, you know, I'm confident. I'm a business guy in Nevada. I'm confident in my business. I've got a car in every lane. I'm ready if we have a little bit of a downturn and recession. Again, we've had 17 recessions over the course of the U.S. history. It's not unusual. It's part of how we work. Just be prepared if we have it. Keep your confidence up. You know, spend your money locally. And that's kind of my my two cents on it. But again, I'm not worried about it right now, personally.
Are you hiring?
Yeah, I can't find enough people right now. So
what kind of jobs?
Well, we've got bike shop jobs, and we're looking for trip leaders. So people with experience who in outdoor adventure travel, who know about the national park system of the West. It's kind of detailed. You need to have some experience in understanding the outdoors. And of course, you've got to be willing to work 16-hour days with a smile on your face.
So. I absolutely love that. If folks want to reach out to you, how do they do it?
Jared@escapeadventures is my business email address. I've still got Jared@fisherfornevada. That's still up and rolling, so you can reach out either of those ways.
You think you're going to use that anytime soon?
I'm glad I'm not in anything right now. I feel free right now. And I like to just kind of put my two cents in, give advice, use some of my experience to try and help out other businesses. Look at the positive things. I'm a optimistic person. I don't believe in pessimism. I think that just drives us downhill. It's no sense in living your life in that mode. So, right now, if something comes up, I may do it. Yeah. It's not off the table. So, I have some long-term goals, but I'm just keeping those on the back burner right now. So,
well, we will find out together what Jared Fisher is up to, and if that includes politics. We know that his next big adventure is Mount Whitney.
Yep.
Lodi.
Yep.
And that's like way high, like 14,000 feet.
As high as you can get in continental U.S.
Ooh, I just love it. Jared, always good, man. You have yourself a good Labor Day.
And you too. Thank you.
And we'll talk to you after Labor Day.
Sounds good. All
right. That's Jared Fisher, the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures. And I'll just tell you, this guy is fearless. He is absolutely fearless. Stick around. Our wall-to-wall free-for-all is coming up next. It's where you call in. You tell us what it is that interests you. Here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program, live and local, now. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com, and regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Roberto Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like. Come celebrate the taste and fresh selection of classic Mexican plates.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. You heard it right. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy tacos. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each. Add a refreshing drink and perfecto. $1.29 chicken tacos, only at Roberto's Taco Shop. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays. Stop in today and be our guest to the best. Roberto's 24-hour taco shop, with 50 convenient locations serving you.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing how time flies. Hey, Kevin Wall here, your host on Live and Local Now and the owner of Battle Born Radio Corp. It was just over 3 years ago that I was dragged kicking and screaming into the 21st century. I knew my small business would have to move warp speed into this new digital era. That's when I called Sofa King Creative Group. Locally owned and operated, Sofa King Creative Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of clients. Their marketing team provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design project, an engaging mobile-friendly website. What I like best about Sofa King Creative Group, they showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. Let the pros at Sofa King Creative Group help you and your small business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Or check them out at SofaKingCreativeGroup.com. That's SofaKingCreativeGroup.com.
Hi, this is Chelsea Torres, Communications Director with Laborers Union Local 872. Laborers Local 872 is a construction union that strives to obtain more job opportunities for workers and employers. Local 872 is involved in issues that affect our daily lives, from creating good jobs to providing skilled job training, protecting health care, negotiating livable wages, ensuring safe job sites, providing safe neighborhoods for families, and honoring veterans and retirees. Laborers build everything you see on the Las Vegas Strip, from skyscrapers to casinos to stadiums. Laborers work in the tunnels and on the highways. We remediate buildings and make them safe by removing hazardous materials like asbestos and lead. With a legacy of hard work and getting things done, laborers are skilled, productive, proud, and diverse men and women who are building a stronger Nevada. Local 872 loves the Southern Nevada community, and we look forward to continuing to build a better future for all of us. Vegas strong, union proud.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
People are asking the question, what's going to happen when Congress gets back from its six-week vacation, the summer vacation that they have? They build it in. They could have come back early, but they're not. There was talk of dealing with gun control. A lot of people are skeptical that they're going to get anything done on gun control. The word was this morning the president might be backing away from some of his comments made a couple of weeks ago after El Paso and Dayton. Joe Manchin, in fact, let's go to cut five, was on with Margaret Brennan and saying that the president, and he has talked to the president, that President Trump has an opportunity to actually get something done about gun control. This is cut five. Here we go.
I want to ask you about gun control. You've been trying since back in 2013 to get this bill that would tighten background checks, the bill known as Manchin Toomey, passed. You've spoken to the president this time. Will he go out there and twist arms to get Republicans on board with this bill?
Well, when I drafted that bill in 2013 and then Pat came on as my partner and we worked that bill, it was basically around law-abiding gun owners. Law-abiding gun owners will do the right thing. But when it comes to background checks, if you go to a commercial transaction, such as at a gun show, internet, or any other, where you don't know the person, common sense or gun sense should tell you you should have a background check. President Trump has a golden opportunity, truly a golden opportunity, to start making America safe again. Make America safe again by starting with this basic building block of background checks.
But has the president agreed to go out there and get the Republican caucus to support this bill? There's no promise it's going to be voted on anytime soon.
Right. Well, let me just say this. It's been very encouraging with the dialogue going back and forth and all the people meeting and all of the staffs working together trying to find a pathway forward. I can't tell you the end result. I can't tell you what the final product will be, but we're working in a most common sense procedure of what we can get the votes for to do something that truly starts making America safe again. And we have a responsibility. People are afraid to go out in communities or let their children go to different types of things that would be a gathering of more than a couple people, and they're concerned about this, and we shouldn't be living in fear in America. America should be safe, and we can do that.
Tell you, this is one of those things that just drives me nuts. That I hear people like Joe Manchin saying that there's an opportunity. Well, the devil is always in the details. And the fact is, Democrats aren't going to vote for anything that doesn't involve not just background checks on, business sales. But they're not going to approve of anything that doesn't force people, family transactions or over the back fence transactions that doesn't require a background check. The fact is that all these people that keep killing have background checks, so it's not going to prevent Dayton, and it's not going to prevent El Paso. It's just not going to do it. And that's why I don't understand. Maybe somebody can help me at 844, the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I always say the devil's in the details. You've heard me say it 1,000 times. But in this particular case, it really is true. It's true when it comes to immigration reform. It's true comprehensive gun control, common sense gun control, whatever you want to call it. The fact is that it's not going to help. And if it doesn't help, then what do we do? What do we do 3 years down the road? And we say, we've got every transaction that gets made, every transaction goes through a background check, a comprehensive background check. Now, what's going to happen when we do that? In 3 years from now, we're still having mass killings. What do you think they're going to be asking for then? Licensing of guns? A gun registry? The people that are afraid of the so-called slippery slope, and I happen to be one of them. Because right now, we've got gun control measures on the books. We've got criminal background checks. And guns that were used in Dayton and in El Paso, they were bought legally after background checks. So what's the answer? Tell you what, let's get to our calls. I've only got one line open. If you are ringing in, we'll get you screened. We'll get you ready to go. Here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Let's go to Joel. Joel, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Thank you, Kevin. First of all, I would reinstate the regulation or the rule that this president canceled that would restrict guns purchases by people with mental illness. In 2017, he changed that regulation for no other reason than it was Obama's regulation. That's the first thing I would do. The second thing I would do would be a universal background check. Whether or not it would have made a difference in these two particular instances is moot because those things happened already. But if we can make it more difficult for people who are purchasing weapons at gun shows, for instance, because they know there's not going to be a background check, what is the harm in doing that?
Well, but if it's not going to help, if it's not going to help keep guns out of the hands of bad people.
You don't know whether it's going to help. But the point is you don't know whether it's going to help.
Okay.
And your pushback is, Well, it wouldn't have made a difference in El Paso, or it wouldn't have made a difference in Dayton, so why should we bother doing it? That logic doesn't make sense to me.
Well, then we
because
go back.
It might make sense in the future.
But Joel, here's the deal. Let's say we pass exactly what you want, and 3 years from now, okay, we're still having mass killings. And the killers are people who are buying their weapons legally after universal background checks. Then what do we do?
Well, I don't know. But we have to do something to simply push back at every option, everything that's being suggested, because it wouldn't have made a difference in this particular instance or in that particular instance is not an argument that makes any sense to me. Plus, we need to put back that regulation that Trump took away in 2017. He made it easier for people with mental illness and people who are on the run, for God's sakes, people who can now purchase weapons that they couldn't purchase prior to that because of the Obama regulation that went in 2016.
Well, I will leave you with this, Joe. The fact is that we've got laws on the books right now that supposedly are going to keep bad people, you know, the criminal background checks. But the fact is, people are passing those criminal gun control, universal background checks. People are passing them, and then they're going out and killing. But this is the slippery slope argument that I always talk to people about. Okay, Joel, what if we give you exactly what you want, and then we still have the killings? Then what do we do? What's the next step? Gun licensing? Gun registry? That's the problem. Ken, you're next, and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kevin, what I would recommend is if pass a law, if anybody kills anybody with an assault weapon other than self-defense, they go automatically to the electric chair. Automatically. Now, that would solve two problems. One, that would be a big deterrent for somebody to do something like that. And secondly, we'd find out if the Democrats really want to pass some strict gun controls. We'd find out if they just want to confiscate. If they would vote no on that, then we know gun control is not going to be the issue. It's going to be confiscation.
Yeah. That's a good point. Now, when you say go right to the electric chair, I am assuming you mean after appeals. I mean, that always helps, because nobody wants to execute an innocent man. Nobody does. I can't believe we have rolled through our time today. It's amazing. Tomorrow will be Tuesday. There will probably be new Trump tweets. And by the way, that's going to be wild. Hope you have a great day. Till we join you then, I am Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day, would you please? Live and local now. Why don't you tell your dreams to me? Fantasy will set you free. Close your eyes, girl. Look inside, girl. Let the sound take you away.